Sit back, relax, you got nothing to lose. What do you think I'm about to show you? The female of the species is more deadly than a male.
Deadly.
Only a movie, you can say it again. Just wait till you see what I did at the end. The female of the species is more deadly than a male.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the More Deadly podcast, the live show for those in the patrons who have joined us tonight. I am your co-host, Rachel. I am off my script and I've completely forgotten everything I'm supposed to say.
I was going to say, that's different. You usually start the exact same way every episode.
I know. Well, we had like a little pre-show meeting and we experienced a lot of emotions and it's like thrown me off. So let me start that again.
Okay.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the More Deadly podcast, where we review horror movies directed exclusively by women that prove that the female of the species is more deadly than the male. More Deadly is a trans-inclusive podcast where we celebrate the work of cis and trans women, as well as non-binary filmmakers who are comfortable being included in a space that centers the work of women. I'm your co-host, Rachel, and joining me today is my number one apocalypse pal. It's the one and only Ariel.
Hello. We have been talking about surviving the apocalypse together basically since the inception of our friendship. So that feels fitting to me.
Do you remember when it felt like fictional?
Yes.
like this weird fantasy situation? Imaginary exercise?
Yes. Yeah. It's so depressing that it's less so. Now we're actually thinking, like, how do we make this possible?
Yeah. Like, we basically are hurling towards times now.
Yeah, no kidding. God, I started rewatching The 100 the other night for some reason.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And I was just thinking, like, this is supposed to be so far into the future and, like, fantastical and stuff, but it doesn't really feel that way anymore.
It really, yeah. It really, even the movie that we're going to be talking about tonight, I was like, ooh, everything. Yeah. Do you remember there was like sort of this thing that they would say about dystopian fiction, things like that basically fiction are the things that are already happening to other people, like in other countries?
Oh, dark.
Have you never heard that? Like,
no.
Yeah, it ruined dystopia stuff a little bit for me to be like, oh, this is like such a privileged place to be like, isn't this love triangle at the end of time so romantic when it's just like the lived experience of people? The apocalypse Overton window has moved.
That's a good way to describe it. Yikes. I hate it here.
Yeah. Today's a rough day. Today's a rough day for the world and the history of this country. Anyway, so on that cheery note, Ariel, how have you been? We haven't had a live show in so long.
I know.
What's been going on? Catch me up. I miss you.
Yeah, I've been doing good. Still here in Utah. Not loving it, but surviving. But I did have another Mary Brown sighting at my hotel, Rachel.
You are lying.
I am
what
not.
The hell?
And this time there was a film crew. Like,
you
there was a
stop.
Dude that had film crew across his chest, and he had one of those boom mic thingies.
How are you not, like, putting yourself, like, I want you in the back. You know, like, there's always, like, restaurant scenes or scenes like that where you, like, they're, like, having an argument and people in the background are, like, slowly eating their macaroni and cheese or whatever. I imagine that's what everybody's doing in the background of a reality TV show.
Right.
How do we get you that gig?
Yeah, I don't know, but I was thinking about it the other day because I was talking to this woman that I know at the front desk, and I was like leaning over the front desk as I was talking, and I was thinking, like, dear God, what if there's an episode of the Sister Wives where she's in this like suburb and there's just like footage of my ass as I'm like leaning over this desk in the background of the shot? Like, what if that's my legacy, you know? It's gonna be terrible.
I can think of some people that would appreciate it.
But anyways, so this is happening, right? And my stepmom, because she like I don't know, she's like the reality TV whisperer or something. She keeps seeing this person. And so she calls me, and she, because I had told her, I'm like, if you ever see her again, like, you have to call me because Rachel said I need to get a photo. So, like, we have to get a photo.
Yes.
So she called me, and she's like, I just saw her, like, leaving the lobby. You have to come down here. So I come down, and she's waiting. My stepmom's waiting in the car, and she's like, just get in the car, get in the car, get in the car. So I jump in the car with her, and she's like, I think she's in the parking lot over there parked talking on the phone. And she's like, let's just pretend that we're looking for a parking spot, and you can at least, like, spot her. And maybe we can do it long enough that she'll, like, leave the car, and we can, like, leave the car at the same time. And then maybe you can get your photo. It's so stupid. Anyways, so we literally just, like, slowly drove around the parking lot, like, trying to look like we were just, like, looking for a parking spot. And then, so my mom's like, look, that's her red truck over there, like, her red SUV. Like, look over there. You got to see. So I look over, but I, like, think I was, like, way too obvious about trying to spot her. And she just, like, looked directly at me and did not look happy about it. Not great. And then she drove off. So I felt like an idiot. And I also felt like I had this dream when I was a kid that I was going to be, like, a private eye. And I think I would be really bad at it, actually, now that I've had this experience.
You have the tenacity. Like, I can see you. Uh-huh. Like, you're essentially living the life of, like, you just got to post up in the lobby. Yeah. That's the move.
Yeah.
You need to post up in the lobby and typeety type from there. Be like a little keyboard gremlin in the lobby instead.
Yeah, maybe if I just, like, work there every day, something will happen.
I mean, I feel like she is a frequent flyer. She's in there all the time.
I don't know why you would be here, but I'm, like, now I'm kind of dying to watch the next season of Sister Wives and find out, like, if they show, you know, what she's up to.
I'm going to die if, like, I mean, if you're just, like, in 10 scenes and you were just so oblivious, you didn't even notice there was, like, a full camera setup. Like, it's just going to be you, like, slipping into conference rooms, like, avoiding packs of volleyball girls and Mary Brown in the foreground. Like, that's what I'm imagining now.
Oh boy. Yeah, I hope not. But
what are the odds that you would be living in the same hotel? That's where she is, like, constantly.
It's bizarre. It's very bizarre. And this isn't a fancy place. It's like, not at all. It's like a budget long stay hotel where you have, like, a little apartment, you know? Like, I don't know what she's doing here.
I mean, we stand a humble queen, I guess. I don't know. I mean, yeah. I don't know. Okay. All right. Well, keep me posted. I'm very invested in this. Yes. I know at some point you are going to move to Montana.
Yeah.
So we've got to, like, get this locked in soon. We can't. Like, it's become, I jokingly called her the Utah Bigfoot, but this is, like, getting to be that level of, like,
I know. Although misses. When I get to Montana, honestly, I could see celebrities there too. Like, the amount of celebrities that spend time in Montana is weird. Well, not weird. It's a beautiful place, but. You know.
Okay. Like, who are you? Who's like a Montana celeb that we should expect?
Well, I don't know.
Just
my brother worked in coffee shops for a lot of years, and he's met so many celebrities, like Alyssa Milano and Guy Fieri and Kevin Costner and, like, a bunch of other people.
Kevin Costner feels like Montana coded. Yes. That makes sense to me. I believe that. Yeah. Huh. That's exciting. Well, keep me posted. I'm still manifesting, like, a full photo of you. Have you been practicing your poses? Will you be doing prayer hands? Will you be doing peace signs?
What if I did? I feel like prayer hands would be so weird, wouldn't it? It would be hilarious, but
it's my vote now.
I don't think I've done prayer hands, like, once in my life, so, you know.
Well, let's practice. Let's see your prayer hands. Get them up. Get them paws up. Look at you. You're a natural.
A natural. Okay. All right. I'm set.
You're like the living embodiment of that emoji. Okay. Awesome. All right. So today I'm very excited. It's so good to have you back on the live show. I've missed you so much.
Me too.
I had a great time with Jason and Jody, but it would have been even more fun if you had been there. But we are going to be reviewing a new film, a horror western, which is a genre that I enjoy very much.
Yes.
We're going to be reviewing Forgive Us All, directed by Jordana Stott. But before we do anything, please let anyone new here know how we handle spoilers on this show.
Eventually, Rachel and I are going to spoil this whole damn movie. But first, I'm going to tell you about the director and the making of the movie. Rachel's going to give you a little synopsis. We are going to give you some non-spoiler thoughts so you can decide whether you want to see it. And then We're going to jump into all the twists and turns and the ending of this movie, which we'll need to talk about for sure. But if you want to watch this before you listen to the spoiler part of this episode, you can watch it for free on Hoopla. Which, by the way, if you are not utilizing your library card to get stuff on Hoopla and Libby, what are you doing with your life? I can't remember the last time I paid for an audiobook or like an ebook. But you can also rent it for like $5 or $6 on most
places. Which is what I did.
Yeah.
It didn't occur to me, like, it's my turn to forget about freaking Hoopla.
Well, that's okay. You just gave some money to the director.
Yeah. Like, to be honest, I never feel bad about spending money on these. Like,
yeah,
sometimes when I'm watching like some blockbusters, I'm just like, give me my money back. But anytime I'm giving money to like a woman directed horror film, I feel like 100%. Very good. Like I feel like I feel like it's like, oh, and like not that it's a good deed, but like I feel like a little morally superior that
right,
day.
Right.
And I gotta take it where I get it, okay? I don't have a lot of opportunity. Right? I'm all about that low road. So every once in a while when I find myself like I took a wrong turn and found myself suddenly the elevation has increased. I'm like, I gotta revel in this. So but we had our like annual block party and I had a couple of high noons.
Nice.
So I was sassy telling everybody about the we need to be on the low road. Forget the low road. Let's go to hell.
Oh my god. Tipsy Rachel is like my favorite thing in the world.
It's not good, guys.
And but you are not like an angry drunk. You just get like funnier and more like loving.
Hugs. The loving part I feel good about. Loving part I feel comfy with because I'm only squeezing my friends. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not squeezing strangers.
No, of course not.
The problem is I find myself so funny drunk that I don't always know if it's actually funny or if I'm just amusing myself. And that's,
I don't know. That sounds like a pretty great time.
Yeah. So what do you say? We take our first break. We'll do a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get into the synopsis. We'll get into the background, all that good stuff.
Sounds good.
Hey folks, Rachel here. Thanks so much for listening to this preview episode of More Deadly. If you want to hear the rest of this episode, good news, you can. There are a couple of ways that you can hear the full episode right now. First, you can subscribe to the More Deadly podcast for free wherever it is that you get your pods, or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/zombiegirls to get the episodes ad-free plus all the other Patreon goodies. Thanks so much for listening.